same guy that used to be KQRAT when he lived on Long Island?
Yeah. Not quite sure. The Las Vegas dropped there a couple of times. He hangs up for the air. Because it was a note from Oregon and a note from Henderson, the Vatican, that checked it familiar that they took it quite a while. The pop is still leaving. He's from Dresden. These guys have never seen him. They don't want to. It's pretty tough. But anyway, there's an offering note where he's the work he's currently residing.
Are you familiar with the fact that almost every single one of your words has got a few milliseconds of dropout somewhere in each one of those words?
Yeah, it's called capitalism. I repeat. That's what it's called. I thought it directly on my nose, but I made sheet in the area. My fucking fever downstairs. So it's going out into the netland and he's losing his packets. That's what my RLP does to lose his packets. You know, if it happened on a computer, you need to wait to download from the page. You have to wait to realize the thing. You put packets together all from the time it's funny.
Try talking at one half the volume and let's see what happens.
That has absolutely nothing to do with it. My microphone is set at a point. I can see something. What I noticed that your nose on it from the left is loud coming out of the cells and then it's on the left nose. It's definitely there's a little boost on what you see in the internet.
You're absolutely right. No change in the dropout rate when you went to half volume. At first I thought you were over-deviating something. Lots and lots of packets are being dropped out, and it almost makes the interpretation of what you're saying quite difficult. On what you're hearing from me, are the packets also being dropped out?
Sometimes it's a one-way thing. Remember, we're talking we're talking through the 9126 reflector, wherever that happens to be specifically located, that equipment. That's what's going and coming through. So.
Reflector 9126, link clear.
Connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the New England Reflector 912.
Channel 6.
Okay.
can disconnect it. All right, Eric probably has this thing programmed for different code, or so maybe it's got a prefix in front of it, and I wouldn't know what it is. If he can't disconnect the military reflector, I cannot connect you directly. The node can't be two places at once. Sounds like it's clearing up a little bit, too.
Almost gone, Joe. The system disconnects itself and then makes the new connection so that everything refreshes after the meter goes off.
Can you disconnect the thing from 9126?
Say that again.
Disconnect from 9126.
Yeah, the IRMP has some issues about being connected forever, so... at 12:04, I think I have it set in the quad table, disconnection, and it makes a new fresh connection afterwards. Yeah, it disconnects from 9126. That's the 2VL machine. The cellular machine does the same thing a little later.
Can you pick up your mic and disconnect this receiver from 9126 reflector?
That is correct. And it does it all by itself.
We're going in circles here, Eric. I'm trying to prove a point here. Can you disconnect this repeater from 9126 right now?
If you'd like, sure, I can do that. Any particular reason why?
So I can connect my node directly to your repeater and not go through the reflector?
And why would you want to do that?
Because Dick is claiming I'm getting a lot of packet loads, and I can hear him listening on 1.7375. And if I connect you differently, we'll prove if the reflector is part of the problem or not.
Right now, the packet loss is not there. So you're saying you're getting packet loss from something? Yeah, up until about 3 minutes ago, only every other word was coming through. The packet loss was so severe. I guess it was Bob who pressed the number 3, and all of a sudden all the packet loss disappeared.
Well, I don't see a reason for that.
You can press the number 3 all you want, it's not going to make any difference.
Probably just a coincidence, but yeah, right after I sent 7-3, everything started working.
And when did the packet loss begin? It could have begun at midnight, we're not sure. Alright, when you guys started talking, well, the thing started to bunch up, so it's entirely possible. I just disconnected. If you want to hook up directly, go right ahead. Oh, wait, I disconnected 8-5. You want to connect to 3-7-5. Hang on.
coming out of one repeater, but not the other. Until you put your rotor up, you might want to go up and take your antenna and maybe kick it north or south by about 1 or 2 or 3 degrees or something like that. And that may clear up the problem with channel 2, because I occasionally do get dropped on channel 2, and it's because I have a neighbor's tree that's much higher than my antenna and partially in front of it. So you may have a similar situation with your house installation, and sometimes turning the antenna a couple of degrees either way may make a large difference, but not knock out the other channel for you.
1 degree can make all the difference in the world.
I agree. The right solution is to put in a rotator, and that's what I'm going to do next.
Able to do some real CBD exit, like figure out who's on channel 25 and who's on channel RF channel 41.
Where, in the city or elsewhere?
Out here, if I can get an indication of a digital DTV signal on channel 25 and 41 occasionally. I can't rotate my antennas, so I have no idea who it is or where they're coming from. But the box indicates that there is something there from time to time.
Channel 25 is on 25, and, you know, they're on 4 times square, and 41 is on 4 times square.
No, 25 is on channel RF channel 24. And I'm talking, when I talk channels, I'm talking about RF channels. I'm not talking about these channels of dish 1, 2, 3. I see something on RF channel 25, and I see something else on RF channel 41. Information is to you. Here's even something you can even try yourself. Do you have an R7000 hooked up to a monitor antenna at your house?
I've got an R7000 hooked up to a very yucky antenna. The antenna is so poor, I may not hear anything. Go ahead.
Well, can you look into something else in your tower that receives, like, in an omnidirectional direction? That might be in the UHF band, because if you tune to 584.3094, you'll hear what I hear from you. If it...
Okay, 584.3094. Out of curiosity, that's a real UHF channel number what, 25?
No, that's channel 33. I'd say 4.3094. And when I listen up to my R7000 on moderate, I distinctly hear two carriers up there. They're eating each other. There's definitely two signals on that frequency. That's the problem. I'm not sure you're not getting a good reception all the time.
Yeah, Real 33 is CBS so-called Channel 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know that.
By the way, something has slipped back into the mode where it's chopping up your audio pretty bad again. When Joe talks, he's about to give you some conversation, his audio gets chopped up pretty bad, like dropped packets.
Maybe some here. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. Doing on both nodes. So I'll be to Mikey. Give a connection directly.
It could be the reflector.
That's a possibility. If Nick, does it help push out that nose, these panels that if I just take the organ down and put on the frequency carry frequency, I can just think we have two different speakerphones. If the one lowest temperature, you've got like 18.3 to 9, where you need to stay up next, and that's the most continuous all the time as the speakerphones down there. So I flip the pillar, get this, apparently, co-chapel, signals on, that the top of the side, where it comes from, and we will push it from that.
Yeah. Well, it could also be you. I mean, let's find out. I'll transmit at 8.5 and tell me if there's any packet left. I hear very loud audio and no packet loss. In New York. I mean, there's one in Tupper Lake, in Port Jervis, New York, and Greenwich, and Greece, and Rochester, and Monticello, and Elmira, and Binghamton. But I'm looking at both analog and digital. But I tend to like to look just digital. I didn't look in New Jersey. I can look in New Jersey. It was in New Jersey. Not New York. I'm in New Jersey. Let's see what we got there. I'm just going to look at... This is digital television you're talking about, not analog, right?
Whiskey Alpha Sierra Alpha. W-A-S-A L-T. It identifies as 64, but it's on reel 25.
What's this again?
Whiskey Alpha Sierra Alpha.
ASA. Let's find out what that is. Digital or low power? Low power. Oh, here it is. WSALP. Channel 25. It's in Port Jervis, New York. And the ERP is 15 kilowatts and basically at ground level.
Now, according to my chart, it's an amazing coincidence that that is 33.6 miles from me, just like all of the Empire State stations are 33.6 miles from me.
Yeah, but it's a slightly different direction.
An amazing coincidence in mileage.
So, it's analog. You can see the antenna. You can see the picture.
Yeah, I copy about 10 analog signals when I go scanning across the band.
Yeah, there's quite a few. There's no void of it, let's put it that way. You get 32 in Hicksville?
Yes, I do. Slightly weakly, but I get them.
Yeah, well, there's nothing to watch there. It's the same tape played over and over and over again.
I didn't watch it long enough to see what it was, and I think there was a period of time there in which I was seeing a color jet pattern.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't bother.
Yeah, it's religious programming, I presume.
7th Day Adventist. if that means anything to you. It sounds spiritual to me. You gotta believe, brother. No, you don't. Anyway, I've got to get up early and go to the doctor in the morning, so I'm going to go to sleep. Good night for you all. Until the next time we chat, K2RWK. Good luck tomorrow. And did you get a chance to check on 21-3? I don't actually hear it, but nobody really wants to listen to audio in there. How bad is it? What kind of destruction do you consider it to be? I estimated about 10% total harmonic distortion. Well, I'm actually tuned good right now. What am I tuned on? Probably tuned for the main channel. Let's see. Doing the fuss mixing thing again.
On the same frequency, they're synced to the same frequency standard, they either have less interference or more interference. Exact frequency synced to something like a GPS clock or not, there'd be no difference.
Isn't that sort of what they're doing in Europe? They've got multiple cell site-like transmitters transmitting the exact same material, and I don't know if they're on their exact same frequency or if they're offset by an exact amount from each other.
Listen on 584.309, so I can hear something that's about maybe 5 and 10 hertz difference between the two carrier frequencies. Definitely something there, something else there. And I went to the lower one, 82.3094, and that one is about maybe less than 5 hertz between the two transmitters.
Okay, one of those frequencies is 584.394. What was the other frequency?
584.3094. So it's dot 3094. And the other one's 82.3094. Try 584.3094 first. And you tell me if you can hear it at your house, if you can hear two carriers on there, like one being with another one.
Now you did say 584, the first one, and the second one, you said 82. Not 582, 82, is that what you meant?
Yeah, I was just giving you those as an example. Channel RF channel 33 is 584.3094, and RF channel 6 is 82.3094. I can hear multiple carriers on both of those RF channels, at least two carriers on each one.
Okay, the best antenna I got is the one you're listening to. I'll have to disconnect from it while I do the experiment. See you in about 5 minutes.